The views and opinions expressed in this show are not necessarily those of the station, its management, or sponsors.
100.3 FM.
You're here on Saturday Night Live for another week with Peter.
Hello.
Don Pedro still here.
Hello.
Mad Nick. And Steve. How's everyone doing?
Okay today.
All right.
Yeah, good.
And half left.
Half left.
I'm all right and half left.
They let him out again, did they?
They did.
Okay.
They only allow him out 2 hours a week.
Well, we've let him back in the studio because apparently Mad Mick, in his humble kindness, has brought in some strange fruit.
Mm.
We're not talking about strange cigarettes, but strange fruit. Now, what was that little thing that looked like a little like a cat's business that was left in my
finger
front
yard? Finger lime.
A finger lime. And what does it taste like?
Just a normal lime.
Like a lime. Very, very interesting fruit. Professor Munty's getting right into one right now. Behave yourself. And some pomegranates as well.
Oh, they were nice pomegranates.
I've got to say, Mick, the finger lime looks like a chili.
Yeah, that's what I thought. It was a chili.
No, it looks more like a finger.
You said you were going to bring some chilies in.
Yeah, I brought some chilies last week.
Oh, okay.
And you weren't here, I think.
Yes, I was.
Yeah, well, I'll bring some more.
Time flies when he's getting sane. Well, look, you've already wasted 1 minute of your show with my excellent music, so you probably get a move on.
That's okay, Don. You're allowed back anytime.
That's all right.
You'll be back next week, though.
Oh, okay, that's fine. You want me to go, do you?
All right, hey, Don.
I'm going.
You do my music. You do mixed music.
Mixed music.
He does do mixed music.
Mixed music mix.
We all grew up in
Triple M. Oh, God, Kev. Oh, God. They'll get me into trouble. We'll have ACMA ringing me up.
100.3 FM.
It is time for sport. Where should we begin?
With the sports guy.
Sports guy. Wanderers player.
Oh, come on. That's not the biggest story of the week.
Surely there's something bigger like...
What?
No.
Is anyone in NRL been on drugs this week?
No.
No NRL players been on drugs?
Some AFL guy got beat up in jail.
It's Professor Munty on drugs.
Yeah, the guy, the AFL guy. What's
his
name?
Ben Cousins.
That's
what was he doing in jail?
Well, he was a drug test here now.
No, he refused to play a game of football.
Ben Cousins, he's been locked up for about a year in jail.
Really?
He got messed up the other day.
Really? Huh. He didn't know.
He did.
He's in jail.
Ben Cousins from West Australia, isn't he?
Yeah.
He was the West Coke Eagles.
He's the West Coke Eagles. He was done about 2-3 weeks ago for...
He's there for a year.
Stay away from his wife syndrome.
Drugs, violence, stalking, seven counts of breaching a violence restraining order.
So he got locked up for a year and he got bashed every day.
For not playing football, which is kind of ironic.
Oh, in the prison. Yeah. You didn't want to play in the PFL.
You didn't want to play prison.
The prison football league.
PFL?
PFL. Have you heard of the PFL?
That's where you got a P, right?
No. The PFL.
Oh, Peter.
The Peter FL, the Peter Football League.
Peter
the Peter Prison Football League, the PPFL.
Well,
Is that where you play Peter rules
it's the Peter
or
Peppers
Prison Rules?
League. It's the Peter Peppers League.
Wow. Did he lose the fight as well?
Yes. I think he just got... Anyway.
Apparently he was over a coffee as well. And apparently Ben Cousins, someone he said it wasn't as reported. Apparently it's a bit of fake news in there too.
Remember, the other bloke, the other one is Paramount player.
Yeah.
He's been put into a psych centre.
What's wrong?
God almighty.
What is wrong with these sportsmen?
Paramount.
Greg Inglis, Southfire.
Oh, Southfire.
No, he put himself in.
Because
he's out for a year, he's injured for a year, he decided, well, I need help, so he put himself in.
Well, at least he admitted it. That's a good start.
Like out of Penrith doing the same thing?
No.
Paramount?
No. No one. No one else, but yeah.
So what happened to the... That's the Wanderers guy.
That's future news.
Yeah, get back to the Wanderers guy. Now, the Wanderers guy, he was the vice-captain, and he, Mitch Nichols, he got...
Former Western City Wanderers player.
Yeah, because his contract was no more, because the Wanderers didn't play well this year. We put, well, we're not going to renew your contract, see you later. And so he went out again and got caught again.
Tisk.
Why doesn't he learn? And I don't think he was going to go and maybe play overseas, but now that's in jeopardy. It could be just nowhere.
Just wandering the streets.
Wandering around.
Wanderers. Mm.
Now, Rugby League, Pete, big news this week. The Dragons win again.
Well, they won and they lost.
How do they win and lose?
They lost the...
They won this week, like last night, 30-14.
They lost.
But they lost a good player for next year, for the next 4 years. Josh Dugan decided, well...
Get a better player.
I live in the Cronulla area, so I might as well play for Cronulla. Yeah.
Oh.
Now, the Tigers last night too, Pete, struggling.
You're from the Shire?
Me?
The Shire of
Munsey's from the Shire?
Yeah, Lemme Shire. Yeah.
Yeah, he comes from, he's one of those short people.
Lemme Heights, you know, the Heights of Lemme, yeah.
Well, awesome. Just like Beverly Hills.
Lemme Shire.
Well, yeah, more like Lemme Shire.
And you got the housewives of Lemme.
Well, do you go swim down the stormwater drain, Pete?
Hey, you got the housewives of Lemme.
All we do is put him with a little red or pink. Or green top, hat.
Bogentown, yeah.
And then he looks like a little elf.
Okay. Yeah, they did win. Good to see Dragons finally win the match there. And Tigers, well, they got flogged again by the Broncos. And what do you expect?
The Lemia Shire was devastated the Tigers lost.
I don't care. South is just the best.
Peter, you are so funny.
I'm just, that's my funny clip of the week, of the year. So, yeah, there's Manly World winning, but there's three games tomorrow.
You've lost, Don.
Good.
What about the Broncos? Look at that.
Broncos, yeah, I know, they flogged them. That's I knew they were going to flog them anyway.
Now, I told Peter to bet on the opposition instead of South Sydney, because if you want South Sydney to lose, every time he bets on the opposition, they lose.
That's true.
If he bets on South Sydney, they lose.
I bet against South this week, I think.
Now, other games, South playing Storm, Bulldogs, Roosters, Knights, Panthers, the Eels, and Raiders.
I actually tipped against my team this week because Melbourne are playing South. So, yeah, of course, South are going to lose.
Now they go win.
I don't think so. But, yeah, South are playing a home game, which they do in Perth.
Makes perfect sense.
Perfect sense.
Perth, yeah. Oh, they got South Sydney in Perth, are they?
No, it's
that's
a deal.
A home game.
Yeah, it's a deal. It's a deal they have to do.
They must have Brentford and Oakley down there too.
They got Campbelltown in Perth, didn't
you
know?
Yes.
Now, Jonathan Thurston's a bit thirsty for another season, Pete.
This year's going to be his last State of Origin representative season. So that means he's going to play one more year and then he's finished. He's retiring next year.
Right.
Yeah.
So now, Mr. Hopewate. Will
Hopewate has decided he's going to play on a Sunday.
Be helpful because they play football on a Sunday.
Because you know why? Because his contract's coming to an end, and if other clubs are thinking, okay, if he doesn't want to play Sundays,
we won't take you.
But his ban was only he wasn't going to train on Sundays or activities other than the matches.
No. Train and play on Sundays. So Sundays, it's a no go.
Right.
So he's changed his mind now because his contract's coming up. Well, I think I better play Sundays again. So if I get a contract. If I want another contract, I better play Sundays. So he's playing Sundays, and that's tomorrow. Sunday.
But he plays Sundays, Pete.
No, he didn't.
No, he was. No, what the problem was, he would play the games on a Sunday.
And don't train on a Sunday.
So he's got to.
He didn't play on Sundays at all.
At all. And now he's still got to train in the club, though. So he's not going to train with the club.
Last year he wasn't playing at all.
No.
So he's going to not do any other. He's just going to play the game.
Yeah, that's
so you're going to go to a game without any training before you start playing the game on a Sunday. That's even sillier than what he had before. At least he was consistent before. Now he's confused.
No, they don't train on Sundays anyway.
Well, before the game you have to train.
Well, no, they don't.
Well, they will.
They just warm up.
They warm up. So you can warm up?
Well, warm up half an hour before they do
massages.
The Lord is okay with this. The Mormon Lord is okay with this.
Can he run around in circles?
So, yeah, he's there at full back tomorrow against the Roosters. So.
Now, may Lord have no mercy with the former Parramatta Eels boss, Scott Stewart. What happened this week to Scott Stewie?
Stewied up, didn't he?
He pleaded guilty to four charges.
He got stewied.
He pleaded guilty, so he'll be facing sentencing
he's
soon.
He's in the pot with a stick.
All right, we get it.
Yeah, we get it. That's clever, Pete. Wow.
Yeah.
Now, AFL, Pete, the Giants are playing the Tigers right now.
And they're getting flogged, yeah.
69-38.
And Swans won again, 30 in a row. Wow.
118-68. What's going on with the Swans, Pete? They started the season like they couldn't play a chook raffle.
And then you two went to the game.
I went to my first game.
They won, and now they win 3 in a row. Well.
See?
Maybe South Sydney can hire you because I need some help right now.
Am I going to my first South Sydney game for you?
No, I'm coming.
But they're actually now gone up to 12th on the ladder.
Yeah, they are.
Good stuff.
Yeah, they're slowly getting up there. And, yeah.
You know, they had a good run though. Like, they're not playing particularly amazing teams right now, right?
Week,
like, you know, we're not talking that St Kilda's doing particularly.
Well, last week when Buddy Franklin played, he didn't get any goals.
Like, St Kilda's on the 8th, but they're not doing much better than the Swans.
No. So, yeah.
I'm happy.
Are you one of the dwarfs, are you? Happy.
I'm so happy.
Yeah. I'm the tallest dwarf in town.
Yeah.
However,
However, what?
Wild card round, Pete, in the AFL. What does that mean?
The wild card in the AFL. It means...
It's a bit of wild card.
If you are coming last, you've still got a chance of being in the finals, or even in the grand final.
But you're coming last.
You're not good enough to make it to the grand final. It doesn't matter. That's why, as I said, they're going to be in different pools at the end of... They're not going to have the last round as a bye. The last round, they might play each other... They might have an extra month or somewhere like that. They're going to play two. There's going to be eight teams, two pools of two of eight, and then they play against each other, and the best go in there, and then they. You can win no games at all, but you still got a chance of getting in the grand final.
Then what's the point of even trying?
It's about equity, apparently.
Yeah, I don't think it happens.
It's quite interesting, though. It could be quite nice when the next week the club that's last gets kicked out of the final season. It'd be quite a good free kick for the other team, right?
No, it won't work because, seriously...
But the other problem is they're trying to figure out the problem of having 18 teams in a 22-round competition, right?
Yeah. Well,
that's the problem because you've got these extra five rounds where who do they play?
They play 18 rounds.
Mm. Good job, Peter.
Wow. Genius. You know what we should do one day, Steve? Stuff that's off the air.
Oh, I think that's the best material.
No, why?
Maybe as an extra podcast.
Don't do that.
Yeah, because then you wouldn't say anything, would you, Peter?
That's right.
Actually, that's a good idea, Glenn.
Yeah.
Peter doesn't talk.
Shut up for the whole 2 hours.
Yes. Now, we had a bus strike this week, but there's possibly another strike, an Ashes strike.
Well, the players...
An Ashes strike? Like, seriously? Yes.
Well, the players...
When will the Ashes bus arrive?
Well, the players want more money.
Nashville, is it?
Probably. Thanks, Mick. Well, thank God you're there.
The cricket players want more money, and seriously... Just don't worry about the money. Just play. You got the ICC Champions Trophy coming
up. Yeah, just play for free.
Well, they're playing on my birthday on the 1st of June. It's a cricket tournament. ICC Champions Trophy on the 1st of June. They're playing that. That's coming up. So, and then the Ashes after that. So just...
Well, the players get...
Are you after a free ticket, Peter? Are you after a free ticket because of your birthday?
No.
Well, you're not getting one.
But it's overseas.
Yeah, I don't think you're going to get a free ticket and a plane ticket as well. I don't think anyone's going to...
And accommodation.
I don't think they'll let him out of the country.
No. Well, I've never been out of the country.
Have you got a passport?
Pat? I haven't got a passport.
You haven't been out of it.
Oh, I'm here.
Oh. He's got a Mindo passport.
Hey, I've never been on a plane, never been out of the country.
No, you went on a plane once.
No.
Yeah, you went on the plane and then left the ground.
Yeah, in second
You had a tour of the plane.
So you have been on a plane.
On a plane.
I think he was ejected by the terrorism police or something.
No, they didn't have them then.
I didn't have them back in those days. No. Oh, that old.
No. They didn't work for them then.
So back to the players' dispute. They're looking that the players get now just 26% of the revenue. 26% of the revenue. Aren't they the whole game?
Wow.
Yeah. But then you could get fined for misconduct on some of them, then you just...
Yeah, but like, are the cricketers got a case here for more money?
Not really.
They have more money for their drugs, don't they?
How many?
I don't think that there's cricket players like that. Just
well, you've seen the white powder they got in their mouth and their nose.
So they make themselves up look like a clown.
Okay, anyway.
Yeah. So, but about this deal, though, the deal that the Cricket Australia's put on the table...
Yeah.
I've said that it will almost double the rate that international women cricketers earn to actually a reasonable salary, $179,000. Like, that's a pretty good job, Steve.
I mean, that sounds like a pretty good job.
Yeah.
Not that you can apply for
know.
It, but...
They will play the Ashes if it's going to be a second round.
But how many games are they playing?
5 test matches in the Ashes.
In the summer, how long does that go for normally?
I don't know. 4-5 days is a test.
And they want more money for that?
So, and they play 5 test matches.
Yeah.
They don't deserve that.
Now, in AFL, Pete, Heath Shaw says sledging is not part of the game. That's what? Right.
That's a lie.
What happened?
Should be no sledging at all.
Apparently he caught a City Swans player, a fire truck retard.
Mm-hmm.
Well, let's say fire truck is not a word that we substitute that with another F word.
Who's a fire truck?
Apparently had to apologise. So the GWS player says it's part of the game. And it can be hard not to overstep the mark in the heat of a match. Because the only problem he had is it was picked up as part of the game, like during the broadcast. So they picked up the words on telly and could figure out it was him who said that. So what do you reckon,
Pete? They say much worse stuff than that.
Is that an acceptable thing to say to your teammate on the field?
No.
Calling them a fire truck?
You would never talk like that, right, Peter?
No. Never.
Right. That was not convincing, Peter.
French Open's coming up soon.
It is.
And yeah, Sharapova's not playing.
No.
Because she didn't go.
She's a bit of a dope.
She didn't go, but she would have played if she had won the
no, tennis. They weren't. No, the French Open officials wouldn't have let her play.
No,
anyway.
She would have won if she won the tournament or went and got in the semifinals. She nope. She lost. So
but
she
isn't she suspended for more tennis?
No, she's not suspended anymore. She's back.
No, she's
so why can't she play?
No,
because you can't get a wild card.
What she did on the drug cheat.
They won't
tolerate that.
Yeah, but they
only if she won the tournament, she would have got in.
No, they wouldn't. Yes, say
that's
that.
Yes, that's only did. The French did. People. But the world title people said there's no way you can stop people from coming on once they've done their time.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, you can.
No, you can't.
We can.
Their time,
they did.
The world tennis don't own the French Open. It's like owned by different people.
They're the ones who set the rules.
The French Tennis Federation set the rules.
The French Tennis Federation, the World Federation. Yeah, it's not legally to do that.
The WTP.
Yeah.
Yeah. But they don't make the rules, so.
They do make the rules.
They make some rules.
Yes.
What rules?
For like.
They made the rules to put her out of the thing for using drugs.
But isn't that right?
She deserved that.
Or is it not
right?
She's going to be in Wimbledon anyway, so.
She probably will be in Wimbledon anyway.
Yeah.
But Kyrgios, if you watch Kyrgios playing in Italy on the clay.
He's got a hip injury.
He looked very good because he was watching how his opposition was playing.
Good, that's how you should play, right?
And he will be a thing on the French title if he plays without a bad hip.
Yeah. But he's got a bad hip now.
So he's not going to play in the French Open?
Is it? No, he's casting doubt. He hasn't said he's not.
He might be.
But the French Open's got a lot of people. Serena Williams inconveniently got pregnant. Roger Federer's decided to have a rest.
Yes,
for the first time in a decade or so.
You got Nadal there.
How's Nadal going?
Nadal, Djokovic will be there.
So they'll be in the finals.
Murray will be there. Yeah.
So it's going to be interesting to be a few new players. Like, if Serena's not there, who's going to win?
Venus.
That's right. Just round.
Just give it to the other sister.
Kerber.
FA Cup a week away. Pete, Arsenal and Chelsea. What's going to go happen? Yeah. Chelsea's the winner.
Arsenal maybe.
Arsenal.
Oh.
And this week, Liverpool playing Sydney FC this week, this Wednesday.
Excellent.
And Liverpool are two of my teams. I don't know who I'm going to pick. I think I'm going to have to tip Sydney FC to beat Liverpool.
Yeah, go for the local.
Ouch. And also two big news in soccer too. Other big news in soccer too. Diving bans. They're going to ban diving.
Yeah.
That's what Mick mentioned.
We mentioned this before you came in.
How can you ban diving?
That's what I said.
It's the best part of the game. Love the drama.
Well, they did that in rugby league, didn't they? During the other week, he got the
But you can be suspended afterwards.
It's supposed to be a try. Mm. The football player, the Terry Evans, fell to the ground, faked an injury, and it should have been a try to the other, and the other player got a penalty, which they reckon he faked it. So that's garbage.
But the problem is, if you then find out later you've been banned, you don't get the red card during the game, right? It's a bit weird.
No, you don't get the red card because I haven't watched any.
Then I go back later and then.
You have to watch all the playbacks.
It's weird. I'm not sure if that's a really bright idea.
No. Diving's fine.
I'm all good for it. It's part of the excitement of the sport. It's kind of not a perfect sport. It's like having video ref in soccer. Video ref in rugby league is every 5 seconds. Like, every second. The ref can't make any decision.
No.
Oh, God, I can't make a decision. Otherwise,
and soccer is boring enough as it is. Getting rid of the diving. Come on.
Now, and also in soccer too, in the Bundesliga in Germany, apparently they've got the first woman referee.
Wow. Yeah.
She's a 38-year-old police officer and is going to be the first one in the country's football association.
So you can put the cuffs around me.
Okay, this is probably...
She'll give you more than a red card, Mick. She'll tase you.
I think you'll be out there for that. She's not the first one. The first one, I think, was in the British leagues in 76, so they're catching up the Germans eventually.
Oh.
Even the Egyptians had someone, I think, in 2015.
The Russians would have had someone.
100.3 FM.
It is time for Mad Mick Presents. Mick.
What are you mad about this
week? What do you got after you finished eating?
That's right.
Okay, banking. They put the...
The big four banks?
Yeah, the big five banks.
Oh, five, sorry.
What's... Yeah, Macquarie added in.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
It's like the bonus bank.
What's wrong with Macquarie?
No, they put the federal government stuck a tax of points. So, real minor percentage, and it's...
Yeah, it's gross is about a $6 billion tax, Mick. It's not a minor percentage.
It grosses about $6 billion over the 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
And they reckon these banks are going to pass it on to the consumer.
Yep, they will.
What they should be doing, these politicians, saying, right, no more new fees, no more raising fees, and that money you must pay out of your profits. And don't raise it any... Your profits are going to be what comes out. The shareholders will lose money. That's the best way to do it.
They'll lose about 5% of their profits, right? Because if you take the banks make $30 billion a year or thereabouts, wow, maybe a bit more. Mm. So it's quite a fair chunk of their profits we're taking away.
No, it's not. It's only $1 billion. It's a 36 of their bloody...
$1.5 billion, and they make $30 billion a year.
Yeah.
About 5%.
Yeah.
It's not much.
Of their profit. Not much.
That's a lot.
I'll take
profit.
5% of your income away, Mick.
I'll take that 5%.
Yeah, I'll take the $1.5 billion.
Jeez.
I mean, if that 5% can't come.
But how do you stop them putting a price increase
on
something?
You legislate against them.
You can't. Well,
you
what,
can.
What
would you can. Propose? In the 1980s, they legislated with banks with the interest rates. People who had house loans after a certain date, their interest rates went up to 21% if they were with a bank or any other finance company. People who were with banks before a certain date, their rates stayed the same price even when the rates went up to 21%.
But this is the problem with this argument, Mick. The problem is that the banks just don't make it on their price increases. Mm. They can make it by saving money as well, so their profits can increase anyway. And they can pass on to consumers another way. They might have their funding costs lower,
yeah,
and they might not pass in a price cut. How do you force a bank to give you a price cut of something the government doesn't really know much about?
The Australian government or Australian
your politician
taxpayers
friends won't
are
this,
paying for these banks, they're supporting their banks,
yeah,
with their guarantees. So if they're being supported, they have to do what the Australian government and what the Australian...
There's already a levy that does that.
Hmm?
There's a levy that already does that. They already pay a levy for that fund.
They can
more.
Afford it. It's a super tax.
Another fund. It's a super tax.
Another
that's what
levy.
It is.
Yeah, make them pay. Because they ripped off so many people, it's not funny.
Hmm.
I'm a bank shareholder, so I'm okay.
That's why you don't want anything changing.
I don't mind. I don't care either way. I think it's a moot point. It's just to make people popular and make... It's clever politically. That's what it is.
Yeah.
Because it makes people like me happy because they think, oh, they're killing the banks.
I won't be happy until I get the money out of them. As long as
that would never happen.
So you want the bank to collapse?
Well,
no.
You want it to stay there but have no profits?
No.
What's the right level of profits?
Their profits are so high, they rip off people.
But
that's not
what's
right.
What's the right level of profits?
They should say 1%, 2%.
1%? Of what?
Of the
total of their revenue.
Of what, their turnover? Like,
yeah.
Right. Okay.
I don't think that'll solve the problem, then.
That makes tough. Now, you're also mad about the other B word of the week, buses.
This government and all the other governments has took away our rights to strike. When you've got a dirty, scummy government who's trying to take away people's lives,
you
haven't got
the
right to strike against
them. I'm just going to privatise it.
It's all bull crap.
But didn't they strike anyway?
Yeah, they did.
Well, they didn't take it away.
They still go and transfer it over to private concern. And they have you ever seen a government privatise something and make a profit out of it? They say it'll be cheaper. No. It's going to have the same problems with traffic. All it's going to do is they're going to cut the drivers and maintenance and all the people who work from their wages, make a profit for the shareholders and... The cost of running them will be going up in your tickets, and the government pays subsidies anyway. That's how they make their money, through subsidies from the government.
Right.
It is a bit galling, the minister saying that the problem with the buses is the bus company, when clearly the traffic's got something to do
that's
with it.
That's the traffic
only.
It's
the stupidest argument ever. Is like we get complaints about buses. Like the buses in Sydney are rubbish because the roads are rubbish.
Terrible.
Because I drove
the bus
them.
Drivers can't just run over the cars like they should, but they just can't.
I drove
apparently,
them. Apparently,
like. Car drivers get upset if you run over their cars.
They're
very upset. Apparently,
They shouldn't be driving.
Shouldn't be driving. Get them off the road. But also the bus drivers weren't very considerate of the commuters, Mick. The wildcard strike was announced the night before. No notice, no message to the commuters. The drivers don't look very good out of this either. They're pretty galling in their behaviour.
No chance to...
Like, at least give people a couple of days' notice to make other arrangements.
Mm.
What about the other people affected by this? The poor people that catch the bus. And I didn't catch the bus that day, so I was like...
You can't make scrambled eggs without busting any... without cracking an egg, can you?
So how eggs make an omelette without cracking the egg?
I've been in a Sydney bus, Mick, and if I'm an egg, I'm scrambled every day.
There are a lot
they
of
don't know how to brake properly.
That's because they're poor drivers.
Bus drivers, they're poor drivers now. Oh, my God, they should be privatised then. We'll get those privatised
bus drivers are very bad drivers.
My God. They're good, though, but they're bad.
They get me to where I need to go.
That is one of the most stressful jobs you can do in New South Wales.
Why is that?
Bus driving in Sydney is one of the most stressful jobs. You've got 40 or 60 people on your back wanting to get off and on. You've got to watch road, you've got to watch the traffic, you've got to watch pedestrians, you've got to watch idiots. And then you've got idiots playing their bloody
music.
All these other stupid things.
Well, I can't listen to music on the bus now. That stresses the bus driver out.
Or you get these women with their children who scream and the bus driver has to stop and block their ears.
So what's the solution?
Sorry.
Keep it
no kids
private. No, I mean, keep it public.
Keep it private, okay.
Keep it public and get rid of our politicians.
No kids allowed.
Right. I like Peter's
suggestion. But why are there buses in this area that are not public buses, though?
They are all public in there.
But well, the private companies rounds. Run them. But in Campbelltown and Camden and,
Who pays the money for them? The state government. Who buys
does
the
that
buses?
System not work?
The state government. Who gives the subsidy for the school kids? The state government. These people only make money through the subsidies of the state government. Don't let them tell you that they will do a more efficient job because they can't. Their idea is we have to make money somewhere, so we have to cut costs.
So if cutting you're the union, Mick, get rid of. If you're the union, next time you have a bus strike, what would you do better?
Shoot the politicians.
Okay, without shooting people.
Without harming anyone would be nice.
Like, would you tell people, would you tell commuters a day or two earlier, maybe?
If they would have told them earlier, then they would have been told that they weren't allowed to strike.
They're
then
not
they
allowed
would have been,
to strike by law, Mick.
You've got the right to take away your own work if the person is doing the dirty on you. And that's what these governments doing,
the
dirty
law
on
says
everyone.
You can't.
The law says it's a lot of crap.
Does it say it in there?
Yeah, apparently it's on page one, the law is a load of crap.
That's how you get revolutions.
Mick, you are mad.
Mick, you're so funny.
You get revolutions this way.
The bus resolution's coming.
I think we're going to do your drug test on you. You can't even say the words properly tonight.
No. Well, it's end of the line for the buses, me.
100.3 FM.
Welcome back to Saturday Night Live. You're with Glenn, Peter, Mad Mick, and Steve. Pete's week is coming up.
Yep.
A lot's been happening in the local area.
I can go first.
You may go first.
Well, this is your week, Pete.
Well, do you like Midnight Oil? That's right. They're coming
burning
back.
Burning the Midnight Oil?
Oh, I love Midnight
like
Oil. Peter Garrett.
Cooking with oil? Oh,
burning the Midnight Oil, you mean?
That's right. Australian rock legends, the Oils, are coming to us to perform an open-air concert at Campbelltown Stadium. Campbelltown Mayor George said that the council had contacted Midnight Oil management to ask if the band would perform at the Lemire venue. So, more than 18,000 fans will pack the stadium to watch free exhibition games of International Rugby League. Why not have an open-air concert? Now, on the MacArthur Chronicles Facebook page, there was more than 1,000 likes and a reach of more than 100,000. Now, Mayor George revealed the move as a part of a future plan to revitalise the stadium precinct after one of the largest crowds in years attended the NRL Pacific Test just a few weeks ago. So, yes, we might see the Oils play at Campbelltown Stadium. Wouldn't that be a good night to go and watch?
There'll be Oils on the water.
We can play Midnight Oil that night if it's on a Saturday night.
Now, four special women in the local area this past week celebrated a century of living.
Wow.
That's a woman?
To four women.
Oh. Four women. 100.
Wow. Yeah. One, well, the oldest out of the four was 101.
Wow.
They lived in Camden and Campbelltown for more than 57 years.
Not as long as I've lived in Glenfield for.
Oh, really? But you're not 100.
63.
Yet. Well, I'm here.
Yeah,
but you're not 100 yet.
Yeah, I will live to 100.
Will you?
You watch me.
Peter, you're going to outlive us all.
I'll be doing the show here at 100.
Two of the other women will
Peter
turn.
Mounds is 100 classic hits.
Terrible.
Absolutely. Come on down, kitty.
Wow.
Yes.
What?
That's what?
Chase the women on the crotch.
Crash-o-wee.
Okay. This just gets weird.
On the framework.
I don't know how this gets any weirder.
Okay, love child.
Now, a love child. You got a love child, Pete. I don't know this. Oh. Wow, that's interesting. Pete, tell us more.
Love child, that show.
I've been on that show.
Where Steve was 5 seconds worth. Well, Engelbern's ace Laurent made her television performance. The little baby made her performance.
Where was my news article?
You're not worth him. The baby born on January 27th this year was featured in an episode of Love Child last week. His mother, Ashley, said she was contacted by a friend who thought... Contacted by her friend that thought Ace would be a perfect for the role. What a name, Ace. Aisha.
That's Ace.
What an Ace.
Don't get perfect from Ace.
He was holded by Jessica Murray. So there. Ooh, good. So there you go, a baby on Love Child. Better than what Steve did.
See the car on Love Child.
Yeah,
I'm kind of jealous that Jessica Murray didn't hold me either.
She could have held me any day.
Okay, calm down.
Okay, settle down, boys.
Who's Jessica Murray?
Packed to the Rafters woman.
I haven't seen Packed to the Rafters.
I haven't either.
She's an actress. Let's just put it to that
point. Now, southbound access to the Hume Highway at Campbelltown may soon be improved.
Why?
What do you mean, why?
Why not?
Because they're repairing... There's plans to install an on-ramp at Jackson Park Woodbine.
Oh. So you're northbound?
Yeah.
Where's Woodbine?
Woodbine? Near Lamia.
In my house.
Near Fast Food Alley. You know Fast Food Alley where they've got all those fast food stores? The exit of the first Campbelltown exit on the M5?
Nick, you're going to have to go for a trip there.
Do you not know where Woodbine is?
No.
You go past it the other week.
Don't know.
Well, because currently there are three southbound on ramps, so as Glenn said, a north one will be.
You went past that way on Wednesday, the Buxton Road, remember?
Our new segment, helping Mick remember where he is.
Remember, I got Alzheimer's.
You got Alzheimer's?
I'll pass it on to everyone else.
Alzheimer's.
I got it off the internet.
Got it off the internet.
That's where you get all the
stuff. So you get all your viruses off the computers.
Well, Mayor George wants to make Campbelltown the next Cronulla or the next Bulleye by bringing a man-made lagoon to the area.
Lagoon or lagoon?
Lagoon. Like a small beach. That's what he wants to do.
They got Simo's Beach.
Yeah.
Well, he doesn't think Simo's is good enough. So, that's what I'm saying, not what he says. Yeah. Mayor George wants to make it like that found in Brisbane's South Bank, but right here in Campbelltown. So apparently there's a very popular lagoon in South Bank.
There is. It's quite nice. I swam there before.
How was it?
It's quite nice.
It's better to swim at the river anyway.
It's better at the beach. Probably better on the Sunshine Coast.
You could go down to Frears Crossing, and on the corner there's a beach there.
You can jump in George's River.
Yeah, been there, done that.
I wouldn't jump in the George's River. No way.
Probably not.
Why not? It's clean.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. I've swam in George's River. I swam at the Frears Crossing.
Pete, but you'd swim on anything.
Yeah, it's great. Go down there.
It's not great.
At least they haven't got any sewage farms coming out at Bumby Cone Creek down at Glenfield, like Glenfield.
As far as we know.
Yeah.
Now, big news from Service New South Wales Central.
They got toilets!
No. But there is... Greg Warren, Labor MP of Campbelltown, said that it is so offensive it would be laughable. This is very serious. It's another chapter which shows the government's out of step with the needs of the community. Now, apparently what's happened is they've got some digital stores... So basically, I think, are essentially a store where you can use a website at a kiosk at a shopping centre.
Yeah, I've seen those. Yeah.
That doesn't do anything, and they're shutting them down.
Yeah, the one that...
Because they don't do anything?
MacArthur Square's going.
Shutting down, yeah.
But to be apparently, it served 100 to 200 people daily, but it didn't do anything. It's a limited service facility.
What were they doing with it, then?
I think they could show you the website to see what you could do online.
That's pointless.
Which, it's not like anyone has, a phone or a tablet or a laptop, apart from Mick, who's going to say, I don't have one. So apparently it was not so popular. It was apparently a transitional measure for just 18 months while people transitioned to Gregory's Hills. So apparently that's why they had them. They had them in the mortars, so, you know, you got used to it, that you couldn't do your stuff anywhere near MacArthur. But it's still quite controversial, still upsetting people. Apparently the wait time for the service centre there is an average of 6 minutes.
Well, I went there last time. I had to wait half an hour to get...
Average, Mick. Average is the word.
Depends what time you go, Mick.
Why don't they have on their website, how long it will take at particular points of the time of the day so you can avoid the peak time?
Peak hour, yeah.
So I don't understand. A lot of, service businesses, doctor surgeries. My God, doctors are run by idiots, really, seriously. But I love doctors for the rest of my life. Too. But, can't they just tell you, this is busy now, come back later? Because I'll come back later when you're not busy.
Don't they tell you how long the wait is?
No, you've got to, like, ring up. You've got to go there and wait there for, like,
that's what you call a long wait. That's what you call a long wait.
No, they don't. They tell you something silly like, oh, we don't know. Really? We must know. Like, you have doctors all the time. Like, there's, like, an average period.
You've gone to the wrong doctors.
Oh, my God. It just does my
which
head.
Doctor's that?
Any medical centre you
doctor
go
who?
To. Doctor who?
No, which doctor?
Doctor who?
Oh, which doctor?
Which doctor? The which doctor?
Which doctor?
He's very late. He's going to take a long time. But, you know, like, service industry is like, yeah, there's peak times. People want to avoid it, but, like, tell people when they are.
Yeah, like a guesstimate, I guess.
Yeah, like don't come maybe at lunchtime. This is obvious.
Or afternoons are pretty popular.
Yeah.
Before closing as well.
Yeah.
But the worst part about it, they're getting more people out there, and so they're going to use all that, and the people who are coming out from the other points will not get fair go.
Why not?
Why not?
Because that's set up for 100,000 or 200,000 people. That's for, and there's going to be that amount of people in Oran Park and all around there.
Yeah.
And we've got nothing down in Ingleburn or Campbelltown. There's another going to be 100,000 or 200,000. So put them where they are needed.
Put them back.
Designed by people who had
common
sense.
You know, I haven't been to Service New South Wales for almost half, for 3 years.
Oh, really?
I've not been to a store.
What have you done instead?
I don't need to go there.
This is a police criminal calling. Like you haven't got a driver's license.
I've got a driver's license, but it's not needed.
Oh, your car is not registered. Pull over, driver.
I do it on the internet.
You can even do your register.
I did it on the internet the other day. It was so quick. You didn't go to the shop. Didn't have to queue up. And I just went...
Done. Yeah. People can't...
So simple.
...get that concept.
Now, other people are complaining too. Labour MP Mr Chantavong is complaining about the oil change policy at Glenfield. Because obviously late in there in the year, the trains from Campbelltown will only go by East Hills and Sydenham and the airport.
Yay.
And they will not be going directly to Parramatta or to other places.
What?
So they're going to be, you're going to have
is
to change.
No trains going to go from Glenfield to Cumberland Line?
You will there, but from station south, there will not be.
You go to Campbelltown to Glenfield, then you change.
Then you're going to change for the Cumberland Line or the South Line services. So. So the direct services have gone. Apparently they're saying it's unfair and there's going to be a service cut. But the government hasn't released a timetable, so we don't know if they're going to cut services or not. They've been very secretive
about
this.
It's kind of rumours at the moment.
Yeah, so there's no actual evidence they're going to cut services, but...
Well, Chantavong's fighting it. So.
Sounds like...
He fights anything, though.
I thought he wasn't in there anymore.
Sounds like the Fleetwood. Sounds like Fleetwood Mac.
He'd fight anything.
Just rumours.
Now, you had a football story, Pete?
Yeah.
What was it?
How's that?
It was in the paper.
It was in the paper, yeah. Oh, that's interesting.
It was
Mel's fault.
Because he was... I was going off the cuff here, but he plays in the Group 6 rugby league and he got barred because all the conduct he's doing, he's been suspended for 15 weeks and then another 5 and then... it's the way he plays, he's a rough player and he's a grubby player.
A grubby player? Or does he not wash?
No, he needs a shower. But
his name's not Roughhead, is it?
But the country rugby league has decided to bar him for life.
What did he do? He smelled.
No, he gets suspended a lot of times, you know, rough treatment and a lot of other stuff. So.
But aren't they playing a rough sport?
Well, yeah.
No, but I think it's stuff that's not like on-field roughness.
One of my friends I know, he got banned from rugby league for life.
What did he do?
Bashed the...
Wow.
What did he do?
He bashed the ref.
Yeah.
See, that will get you banned.
Kid, there's a tip. Don't bash the ref.
Oh, that's what I was talking about, that one, yeah.
He bashed the ref.
Yeah.
His name's Troy.
Oh, it's a bit rough. It's a bit rough. He just bashed the ref.
Door.
Yeah.
He's built like that door. That's how it's all.
All right, that's it for Pete's Week.
Yep.
We have a lot.
Well, the big news this week is Cocaine Cassie.
Yes.
Cocaine Cassie.
Coke. Sounds like Cocaine Cassie.
It sounds like a country song, doesn't it?
Cocaine Cassie.
So what's happening, Pete? Everyone's the whole family's getting paid.
Everyone's talking. Her mother, her sister, her ex-boyfriend.
The ex-boyfriend as well.
Ex-boyfriend as well. Like, everyone's talking now.
The ex-boyfriend's got to do with it.
Yeah.
Because why wouldn't he want to get involved now?
So these people are getting paid, right?
Yes, the 60 Minutes one, I believe, paid for.
The women are getting paid. The mother and
sister.
Sister and the And the fiancé is getting paid, I think.
So they're all getting paid pretty much, yeah.
Should
they're
they
not
get
very
paid?
Happy either.
No.
No, they shouldn't.
They shouldn't at all.
You're not meant to be making proceeds from
not,
crime,
they're
right?
Not
no, they're not
crime.
Making money out of...
They are, they're making money
they
from
know,
her
they
name.
Haven't got the cream. They haven't got, they're not the crims.
No, no. They're still making money from her name.
Yeah, but it's not making... She's not making money from being a crim. He's not making money because he's a crim.
That's just an exchange of money for time.
Yeah.
Maybe.
To talk about... The crime.
Talk about a crime that...
That rhymes, though.
But remember, stats show Australia's the biggest coke users in the world at this stage.
Wow. That's unfortunate.
Mm.
Cola or otherwise?
Hmm?
Cola?
Both.
Both. Okay.
And ice. Ice goes with your coke.
Yeah.
Thank you, Mick. We could see that one coming.
Well, I had some today.
Yeah. Yeah, anyway, television news.
Did you have coke today?
Yeah.
Did you have ice with it?
Yeah, correct.
That's why he's playing up now.
It explains
Peter,
everything.
He's coming down.
Go on, Peter, what do you got?
All right. Fox News Channel founder the other night, Roger Oz, best known for the founder and the best of Fox News Channel, had died at 77. Now, he died of complications following a head injury from a fall from his house. And there was no evidence of foul play, so yeah. And I,
well,
and
cool.
a lot of, and a lot of the I was watching and when it came up, a lady one of them says, "Oh, if it wasn't for me, I wouldn't have been here. If it wasn't for him, I wouldn't have been here." And we had one lady on there crying. She says, "Okay, look, he's gone all right. Just stop crying, okay? Don't cry on air."
How do they tell if it's foul play? Is there plenty of feathers are laying around?
Chickens, yeah, chickens.
Oh no! Was that another moment of?
Mad Mix
moments.
So there you go.
Here's a moment of the week. This was on CNN this week. It was
sounds
a very good
that,
moment. It was a fantastic moment.
Dead air. Sounds fine.
Obama wants to say whatever. If George Bush says, I've looked in his eyes.
If he took
and
a dump on his desk, you would defend him.
Say it.
So, yeah, apparently... You defend Trump doing a dump on his desk because of one of the guests. He apologised afterwards because that was maybe a bit crude.
Did he do a dump on the desk?
Trump? No. Well, if you were listening, Mick...
I couldn't hear it.
I know, because you were talking. Nonetheless, apparently this commentator was there having a chat, a chinwag, talking about defending Trump and how wonderful he is.
Yeah.
And then Anderson Cooper just went, that's it. If Mr. Trump took a dump on your desk, you defend him. Wow.
I think there are people that would.
And there are people... Like, Trump would defend that.
Oh, yeah.
This is the greatest dump ever.
Peter does a good Trump.
Does he
do a dump on the thing? You know what a dump is?
Yes.
Yeah, we know. Draw us a picture, Mick.
That's what exactly it is.
That's exactly what that was the point of the story, Mick.
I did a jump.
Good song.
Terrible.
I did a dump on the string.
And I loved it too.
He probably would.
Donald, settle down.
Peter. Okay, Glenn.
Now, Roseanne...
is worse than Donald.
Roseanne is coming back, the television program.
Yes, that's going to be true.
20 years, a lot's happened since...
The whole crew, the whole cast.
Because I recall in the last episode, the husband died and the children left, but it was all a dream in Roseanne's head.
But it might become a reality. He might, when they come back with a remake, he might be dying.
No,
they
might
back.
Be invaded
no,
by aliens.
Come back in the funeral, you know.
Invaded by aliens.
No, it was a dream.
Come out, during the funeral, wake up out of the box and go, whoops, I'm
but
alive.
The dream, it was a dream, but might come true.
Might come true? I don't come true.
Mick come true.
Hey, you did have too much coke and ice today.
I did, yes, but the protesters, a Q&A panel... A protester shouting at a Q&A panel on the Gold Coast was removed by security during the live broadcast. That's Q&A.
That's what happens when you go to the Gold
that's
Coast, isn't it?
Yes,
that's because
that's
young
right.
people were not happy that there wasn't a young person to talk about the budget.
What?
That's why they were angry.
That was what they were protesting about.
Yes.
We didn't have a young person
on
there.
The panel to talk about the budget.
Was in any other group that wasn't...
Did they have an old people in?
They never had a
100-year-old woman, did they? You know?
They didn't have the elderly.
Yeah, so they should have been up there protesting.
Can you imagine the completely diverse panel of Q&A, how long would that
would
be?
Oh, jeez.
To make everyone happy.
Young protesters are the worst.
Do you know what the worst one is? It's like, Eurovision this week had apparently free male hosts.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And apparently there's everyone else really going, that's not diverse. Yes, it is diverse. Eurovision male host is diverse because it's another composition of hosts.
Yeah.
You can have two women and one male. You could have one male, one woman. Yeah. All sorts of
conversations. Three males.
Three male is part of diversity.
Or you could have one male, one female, one in between.
It was the first time since the '60s that had happened.
Well, we didn't want, as Mick just said, we want one male, one female, and one in between.
So there you go. How do you know if it's a male or female? Like, the in-between
one. We wanted
it's that, an in-betweener.
We wanted that Eurovision winner as the third host.
But what I don't understand, though, is that, like, it's really clear, like, a lot of, like, previously, you know, women and men have been one or two. It's a common composition. That's not diverse. It's the same every year. They do something different, celebrate diversity, put three blokes on there.
That's different.
That's different.
Mm. Should have put the Aussie hosts.
Were they different races?
Would it be
outrage?
No. I don't know. I don't understand.
Were there any races?
No, were they different races? Like, one was Chinese, one was...
Well, Asian. I think it represented the host country, and they happened to be Ukrainian.
Yeah.
No Russians.
Why doesn't last year's winner of... Well, the last winner of Eurovision host?
Yeah.
They do that. They host the contest. The country does.
No, but I mean, like, the actual winner.
Oh, the winner.
Host.
Oh. Yeah.
We have someone else, I guess, but...
Yeah.
Runner-up.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, they want diverse. Isn't that diverse? You got a different host every year.
Yeah. And Aussie and...
I don't know. I was really confused.
I think people need to stop complaining.
I think people need to stop counting.
Just stop counting.
It just gets people upset very much.
Just enjoy
so
the music.
So your new name is Confused.
Confucius. Confused. We'll have more Eurovision coming up because we'll end the segment with it, but...
Yeah, now this past week on Studio 10, an audience member was taken to hospital.
Yes, had a few accidents there.
After a camera jib, a small crane fell on them in the Piedmont studio. That's... Well, I hope they're okay. They are okay.
Yeah, and Jessica Rose, she was a bit worried because they were holding their head. They did something to their hand or something.
It was minor injuries, so everyone's okay.
So they were fine, but yeah.
They were,
so they were mining, were they?
They were minor. No, they were minor injuries.
They must be minors.
Or they could have been young people, Mick, miners. Anyway.
That's not funny, Mick.
Wow. Pete's not even finding it funny, Mick. That's pretty tough.
You lost your crowd, Mick.
Wow. That must hurt.
I'll bring you pepper penis in next week.
Yes!
Okay.
The plant, for clarification.
Fox Sports has apologised for comments made on the bounce, which was labelled as racist. Now, Danny Frawley mocked the historical Shanghai exhibition. Now, whether it was a great game, they had 10,000 there, so they're going to do it again, between Port Adelaide and the Gold Coast. Now, Frawley... sold in Asian commentary before a further joke about Chinese menus. So, yes, Danny Frawley. But the bounce is a good program on a Sunday night, but, yeah, just don't do that again.
Apparently people aren't happy.
No, and Twin Peaks on Monday, Twin Peaks made its return.
I'm so excited.
Ooh. Was that a woman swimming down the river topless and the cold weather as Twin Peaks?
No.
Mate,
you've heard of Twin Peaks, Mick.
Yeah, the lady that died, was it Laura or something?
Laura Palmer. Yeah,
great show. returned to television after 25 years. That's a long time.
Very exciting.
Now, episodes 1 and 2 were in the afternoon, followed by 3 and 4 around 2 hours later. So if you had Stan, you watched the new release, Twin Peaks.
Yeah, starts Monday. I'm excited. Speaking of streaming, Netflix has officially announced its first ever Australian original program called Tidelands. Tide.
I thought it might have been Tightland.
Well, Mick, it is a supernatural crime drama. There you go.
Yeah.
To be filmed in Queensland. Aw.
Watch out for the bunyips.
But that's true.
Yeah, watch out for the bunyips.
More content, the better. I am excited.
Now, also, too, SBS's bill to increase advertising in prime time has been failed. The government's going to withdraw the measure. It was going to give SBS $27 million more revenue, but they've got some pushback from the freeway networks, and it's going to leave a hole in their budget. Second time it has got up and didn't proceed, so you won't have extra ads during prime time.
That's why SBS runs all repeats now. Everything they run, it seems to be a repeat.
Yeah.
No, some of it's...
No, some of it's new. It's like
the news
South
is new
Park
each day.
All right, Channel 7 has secured rights to the Women's Rugby League World Cup, screening all 12 matches on the broadcast and in live streaming. Now, matches begin in mid-November in Cronulla, the home ground there of the Sharks, and accumulate in a final on December 2nd in Brisbane, where both the men's and women's finale will be played. So the Women's Rugby League World Cup in Australia, Sydney.
There you go. Exciting.
That Eurovision was last week, Steve.
Yes, that's right. Exciting. We had a streaker.
A streaker. Now, streaker. It was an Aussie flagged draped streaker.
Wasn't an
LG. But it was. But you know what? We've got to get border security right.
Yeah.
Because if we have streakers anywhere in Europe, it's going around with our flag. What will people think of Australia?
Where did he get the flag from? Why is he trying to represent Australia? So many questions.
There's no function without a streaker. If it hasn't got a streaker, it's not a good function.
It's not worth watching?
No, not
worth
watching.
Depends on the streaker.
It's like cricket or football.
He was an Indian.
I don't think it was an Indian.
No, he was not. He was a white man.
Ukrainian.
Oh, wasn't that?
He had a lot of crack showing.
Yeah, but he cracked up a bit, yeah.
It was pretty funny.
It was awkward. Did it affect the chances, though, of our?
I think that did. No, we didn't.
Because unfortunately, we didn't. Like, the jury liked him, but the voters didn't.
Yeah, Isaiah didn't do it.
He counted 9-0, didn't he?
Nine.
Or something like that.
Can you count, Pete?
No,
I said stop counting. No, still count the important stuff.
Oh, well.
Oh, maybe next year.
But that's still pretty good. Top 10.
Yeah.
Out of Europe, we don't even. Maybe anywhere near Europe.
Yeah, but the last lot we got second, and what did
second was the best was last
Dummy
year.
M, yeah. Oh, yeah. She did really good.
You know who could come in next year? Casey Donovan.
Well, next year apparently there's talk they may have a national final.
Okay. Mm.
They might actually get people to compete against each other.
That's a good idea.
Yeah, because they've got a lot of he's got all these talent shows on 7 and 9 and 10.
Mm.
So they should be running everyone. Yeah. Not just one competition from Channel 10 or whoever they come from.
Yeah.
I think it was
an Indian.
Well, the winner was quite a surprise, really. Because I remember watching it and saying that this one had no hope in hell of winning.
You were wrong.
Yeah, that was completely wrong. Apparently, everyone liked it. And
He won.
So, Portuguese singer, Salvador, he had a very unusual song, I think.
Didn't he have a corn top on his head? How's his hair do?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, he won.
And his sister wrote the song, and apparently, and he had a heart problem or something, and then his sister helped sing it at the end.
Still pretty good. Is that cheating, though?
What? No, only after you won, not during the contest. So he won, and then they have to sing it again. That's really cool. You win, now sing again. Go, come on. It's really cruel.
Yeah, that's.
But he was very popular, apparently, and it wasn't my vote, but, you know.
100.3.
So big news overnight, Mick. Big news overnight. Let's take a listen.
Joined now live from London by Europe correspondent James Glenday, who is outside the Ecuadorian embassy. James, what's happening there?
Good evening, David. Well, you can probably see a little bit behind me. We've got a fairly large crowd now, some of Mr. Assange's supporters, but a huge contingent of media waiting to see if we're going to...
So basically not much was happening outside the embassy. However, the big news is inside the embassy because WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange... rape charges in Sweden
dropped
out of the sky,
but doesn't get him out of the embassy.
Why not?
What's
the problem now?
The British government's still got a warrant out for his arrest for jumping bail.
Well, that's fair enough. He jumped bail.
He should be arrested.
I jump hoops and jump streams, but I don't jump bail.
I'm sure he's jumping around.
Well, he must have been playing cricket when he jumped the bail.
But Ecuador apparently said also to this, they fully cooperated with the Swedish justice system.
Mm.
How? They kept the guy in the embassy for years away from the charge. That isn't what I would call cooperation.
Do they have
They could have come over and interviewed him there. They could have interviewed him on his computer.
They weren't particularly helpful keeping him locked away. Well, he wasn't helpful. Like you cannot say that we had a charge in Sweden, they had to come to court, we have a warrant for his arrest. Oh, he's in our embassy, we're not going to give you to him.
No, they could have come and interviewed him when he was in the place. They could have talked to him on the phone. They could have talked to him on Snapchat. They could have talked to him anywhere on the computer. That's the internet computer day now.
Yep.
Is his other big concern, so the Attorney General in the US has said the arrest of Assange would be a priority of the Trump administration, which is quite funny considering I think last time they were quite helpful to his election campaign. I think more helpful than the Russians, actually. Is that fair, though? That this arrest warrant is going to still be there and he can't
leave? The arrest warrant will still be there.
How long will he stay there for? He's becoming a bit ridiculous now.
Oh, well, he'll stay there until he decides to get out. Once they get rid of that arrest warrant for him, he'll be out.
Yeah.
And
but he won't be out. I reckon he'll go out when he gets sick or something and has to leave.
Because they can't do anything about the rape charge now.
That's gone.
And the rape charge, the warrant was for him to appear in court to be sent back over to Sweden. So he won't be being sent over to Sweden to do the charges, so that's non-existent. But his solicitors will have to come and talk to the British law and
but it's work still, those charges haven't been dropped fully, though, because Sweden can, if he turns back up in Sweden before August 2020, the statute of limitation hasn't expired. So the investigation can be resumed. So, yeah. And they're not saying he's guilty or innocent. They're just saying that at the moment we can't proceed with the case. We're dropping the charge. We're not pursuing it anymore. Waste of time and resources. They're not totally dropped the charges completely, though.
Oh, well, you won't be going out.
So he's not going to be coming out before August 2020, is he? He's not, like, if he starts walking around London next week, there's nothing to stop them re-putting an arrest warrant out for him. Yeah. Then have to run back to the embassy quickly. And
well, what you could do is get a lot of people made up to look like him. They wouldn't know who is who.
Well, I reckon they know who he is.
No,
I reckon if he ever gets out, they'll be following him pretty closely.
Yeah, they've got a close eye on him.
I'm pretty sure
he's... No, all you have to do is make up people to look like him, and they see him, oh, he's out. Check, follow him, and then he sneaks out.
Then what stops the Americans putting an arrest warrant against him as well? You know, they've dropped that case. The Americans could do that as well, and the British might...
But remember, they gave the bloke who did the... WikiLeaks, I think, from the American side, has just got out.
Snowden.
In jail. Yeah, she's looking good.
Bradley Manning, Mrs. Manning now. Okay. Chelsea Manning now.
Yeah.
Right.
Bradley now, Chelsea Manning.
But what gets me...
She had a bit of a change.
Is all these things he's did, this Chelsea Manning, in the 60s when the newspapers reported it, they didn't get done because they was supposed to be due three speech.
Right.
So he broke the law as an agent of the, like, you know, broke the law still.
Still doesn't matter. You're working for a company. You put your best interest or their best interest in your thing because you don't want to be known as the dirty dealers, do you? This is what Americans are doing, dirty deeds and covering
them
up.
Done dirt cheap.
Yeah. And when they get caught out, you know?
Is that what they sound like?
Yeah. You caught me with your pants.
No wonder they don't want to be caught out.
Now, at the moment, Donald Trump's in Saudi Arabia, and he's had a tough week back home. Mm. Apparently, they're going to impeach him. Sounds rather harsh.
Well, they're trying.
They tried the apple, but they have to try the peach now.
The peach, that's what I'm thinking. Is there any hope in this really crazy idea that it's going to suddenly impeach him all of a sudden?
No, get a tomato, it'll be better.
But they're not going to kick him out.
They don't really have a reason.
The Republicans going to sit there and say, this guy that will let us do anything.
Well, what is their reason for trying to impeach him?
The Russians helped.
Oh, he might
but
be
there's
on,
no proof of that.
He might have heads.
There's no proof.
No proof of the Russians.
He might have heads. Let us heads.
He just fired Comey.
No proof. Nothing.
Well, where's the proof? There's no hard evidence.
WikiLeaks helped him.
Where's the proof of that?
He leaked Hillary Clinton's emails on the internet.
Yeah, but Trump didn't do that.
No, but obviously that helped him.
That's what people are thinking.
But it's a collusion bit that's hard to prove, right? That's what they're struggling
the
to prove.
They want to impeach him, but there's still no proof.
And
that
the
he's
oversight
done
of this
wrong.
Is very difficult. But
he's not making it easy for himself by firing the FBI director and whatnot. But
it sounds like he fired him because he was about to reveal what he was going to do.
No, he thought he was playing the TV show again. You're sacked!
No, but it sounds like
that's why
from the leaks that have come out.
The worst timing he could have filed Comey, but...
You know, because he was dwining and dining him and like, I'm a nice guy and it's not what you think. And
yeah.
But remember, he's got no brains anyway.
Who? Comey or Trump?
Trump.
But will they be able to do that? Like, is there a point in time the Republicans will disown him and get rid of him? Or
yeah, they will.
Or will they just stick for the 5 years and...
Just leave him for the 4 years.
Because then what happens in the background? Everyone's worried about Trump, worrying about all this stuff. What else is happening at the same time? He's taking a lot of attention up.
Trump will...
Yeah, because they're giving him the attention.
Yeah.
Stop giving him attention.
And some of the attention's actually not really... Like, it just gets insanely...
Don't give him any attention. No, stop talking about him now.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You don't need to talk about Trump anymore.
All right.
Why not? We'll talk about Dump instead.
We'll be back.
He's already had a dump.
We're back with movies.
100.3 FM.
It is time for movies, Mick. What did you watch?
Disaster movie.
How was it? Was it a disaster?
It wasn't all that funny. It was supposed to be funny.
Disaster like, comedy movie?
Yes, yeah. It was like Scary Movie 1, Scary Movie 2.
I do. So, I like Scary Movie.
Yeah. So it's on that concept, but in disaster movies.
So they're just mocking other movies, right?
Yeah, and it wasn't all that funny. Some was easy to get, and other ones, nah. I give it a two.
A two?
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's unfortunate.
There wasn't enough laughs in it. If it was a four, you'd have a lot of laughs in it.
Mm. What was it missing, just the laughter?
It wasn't a very good script. I mean, it
wasn't a good script? Okay.
It wasn't a very good script.
What movie was this, Mick?
Disaster movie, eh?
Yeah, it was a disaster movie.
Okay. It was a disaster. All the clothes came off. It was terrible.
No, if all the clothes come off, that would be a real miracle.
It was a cyclone, I have to hear.
Oh, that's unfortunate.
Just blew the clothes away.
It was a big blowjob.
I think the guy said that on TV last year, during this last movie.
Probably.
Yeah, I hear you watched half a movie. That wasn't a disaster.
No, not even half.
Was there any stripping involved?
I watched the first 15 minutes.
Wow, that's going to be a great preview.
Ghost in the Shell.
What was that like?
It was actually pretty good. It's a sci-fi futuristic movie where robots get human brains after the human died.
Oh, it's like the Doctor Who.
I guess they kind of do that in Doctor Who, don't they?
Yeah. Because the Daleks get the brains.
That's right, they do. Well, they got the German brains.
Yeah.
But, you know, unfortunately. But, yeah, Ghost in the Shell is actually very good for what I've seen so far.
Yeah.
I tried to watch it before I came here, but got
busy.
Was
it a download or was it a...
No, a proper movie. But because the Sydney Film Festival is coming up, so... Yeah,
very quickly now.
Yeah,
it is a couple weeks away.
So we'll have a lot of...
What's looking good?
Oh, there's actually...
Like 100 movies to watch. Oh, you watched them all right, Steve?
No, I have not. But there's some good ones, isn't there? There's actually a documentary, not about Anthony Weiner this time.
Oh, that's unfortunate. About his wife. Anthony Weiner documentary.
About his wife.
No, it's about...
Hillary.
No, it's another one that ran for the election. I can't remember his name.
What did he do wrong? How about we go by what he done wrong?
The left-wing one. The hippie one.
Not the hippie one.
The hippie?
The African-American one.
Was he in Scandal?
No.
Oh, that's unfortunate. I don't remember.
He was a really nice guy. He didn't do
Barack
really
Obama?
Good. No, it wasn't Barack Obama.
Remember The Rock's going next time?
Yeah, The Rock. Or Dwayne Johnson, yeah.
But was he born in America?
Yes, he was. He was born in Florida, I believe. So he can.
Hmm.
His parents
wasn't two dolphins, were they?
No.
But what's it meant to be about?
Oh, it's about his run for presidency. He didn't do really well.
He ran for president. Bernie Sanders?
No, it wasn't Bernie Sanders. Oh, it was the really nice African American guy. I cannot remember his name.
Oh, the guy that ran the chicken the chicken shop place. The chicken guy, the Republican chicken guy.
It's in there somewhere.
Yeah, I know who you're talking about now.
It's a documentary.
Remember Pauline had a fish and chip shop, so why couldn't this bloke have
it? Well, he had like a chain of, he was a big businessman, I think. Yeah. And he was kind of a large man as well.
You wouldn't like him though, Mick. He was a politician.
Mm.
And a Republican politician.
Yeah. The two worst, right?
That's like Mick's worst nightmare.
Do you like American politicians? Are they different to Australian politicians?
My nightmare is becoming a Republican.
Why is that?
Because you have to be so corrupt and tell so many lies.
Is that all of them though?
And they abuse the system.
I think he's lying.
Mick, surely there's one politician you like.
Yeah, me.
But you're not. You said you weren't a politician.
That's right. That's all I like myself.
But that doesn't count.
Yes, it does. You try not liking yourself. See how you feel.
I do like myself.
Yeah.
Wow. As long as you don't
kiss. As long as you don't kiss yourself.
Everyone likes themselves. Fantastic. Yeah. This is
it's a very positive program this week.
What do you give yourself out of five, Steve?
Oh, of course, top marks, right? Five.
I'm a five as well.
That's being too modest. I think like a four, maybe.
Four.
Yeah.
Wow, some room for improvement.
I'm a 16 and a half.
16 and a half, Mick. That's definitely more than the five.
Yeah, it's out of five, yeah. I just can't count.
Is that a worry for you?
No.
What do you mean?
That means you get more when you can't count, can't you? You count 10, 20. Oh, I've got 20 in here. I only sell every five.
Right. Well, that's unfortunate. We can't find it. We cannot find this.
It's somebody.
So you were
that
talking about
the president that didn't quite get there.
We're talking
nice
all this
guy.
Rubbish on the radio, so you could find his the chicken chook.
The chicken chook guy that
chicken.
Yeah, was it a foul blow?
We'll figure it out. We'll come back.
100.3 FM.
We found that movie, by the way.
Yeah, Ben Carson. There you go. Pac-Man. It looks really good.
Pac-Man.
The Anthony Weiner doco was the standout last year.
So do they say Pac-Man, Pac-Man?
Waka, 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 like Pac-Man.
Pac-Man.
The video game.
It's like Batman.
Oh,
Pac-Man.
Like Pac-Man.
Right, Pete's at the scoreboard. Right,
okay.
Okay, this one's won before, but Adelaide 24 lead at Brisbane 24 lead Adelaide 15, Hawthorn 37, Collingwood 1. In NRL, it's Canberra 10, Parramatta 0.
Greater Western Sydney.
How's
Greater Western Sydney lost because they ain't shit.
No.
Whoa.
Yes. They are.
Pete, just look at the scoreboard here.
Yeah, you can
what's
say
that?
They're winning.
They won.
I just 78, 74.
I can see why you said they were losing, Pete.
Well, hello, first quarter, 39-8.
You know, Peter, after the first quarter of the game,
50-29.
That fat lady was ready to sing, you're right, because the third quarter it was 70-45.
Well,
but then they only got 5 points in the last quarter.
Yeah.
Then...
Are you making fun of fat?
That's a great comeback.
Sorry.
The Swans are the best.
You can't say fat, you have to say large.
Oh,
Over